countries, all the big dog herding breeds, herd by getting in the way and by bumping and nudging. Their herding methods make them easier to live with. They use big bodies, not workaholic gyrations. The shepherding practices of ancient Israel were of the sheepdog sort, at least come nightfall. And the details in the gospel today are really exquisite in painting the picture. So the sheep would go into the pen. The shepherds would sleep in the passageway. No sheep could get out. No varmints could get in, at least not without climbing over the wall or over the shepherds. Often there would be no swinging door, no gate in the passageway. The shepherd became the gate. And hence the images that Jesus uses in the gospel. Anyone who goes in another way other than through the gateway is a thief or a varmint. They have no business being there. Jesus, the shepherd, is the door. The shepherd leads the sheep into the pen, leads by way of familiarity of voice. Sheep won't listen to a strange voice. They will hardly listen to a voice they know. They sure are not going to listen to a stranger. And Jesus says, "I am the gate to the sheepfold." He is the one who guides us waking and guards us sleeping. Sheep are high-maintenance creatures, and their need to be with the herd are intense. A solitary sheep may not even remember how to eat and drink. They need the herd for the sake of remembering even these basic functions of life. They need the herd and they need the shepherd. The human need for one another is intense. But we can develop skills that make it so that this need is not as visible as it is among sheep. We sometimes think that we can make it all alone, but it's a lie. The shepherd is the one who nurtures and cares for the sheep, all together. Psalm 23 is rightly the great psalm of comfort and hope in our entire tradition. There are good reasons for it being the favorite. All the images of hearing the shepherd's voice, being led to still waters, being offered an anointing and a banquet. Very comforting images for us. But let's be clear about a shepherd's work. A shepherd will call, and if the sheep follow, well and good. Jesus does care and tend. But let's not turn the shepherd into a warm and fuzzy kind of character, a greeting card image that drains the shepherd's life of all its meaning. Because shepherds will hound the sheep if necessary, and often will care for them precisely by getting in the way. Our experience of Jesus the shepherd is sometimes intense. Sometimes the shepherd will hound us, and sometimes the shepherd will get in the way. That's what shepherds do, and Jesus will do that. Will call us, yes, will hurt us if necessary, whatever it takes. And this passion of Jesus in acting as the shepherd is nothing that is apart from the restless love that he shows toward us and toward all creation. One of the most ancient depictions of Jesus is that of the shepherd, with a lamb slung across his shoulders. He is the one carrying a lamb to the waters. Psalm 23 and its image of still waters, an anointing, and a feast to follow, made that into a favorite for the ancient Christians, because when they heard those images, they thought about baptism. And soon enough, that image of Jesus carrying a lamb found its way as a motif onto baptismal fonts, beginning in about the 6th century. Jesus carries these sheep to the waters. There's an anointing. There's a feast. It's all there in Psalm 23. Every year, the lectionaries in the Christian West make the fourth Sunday of Easter into the Sunday of Christ the Good Shepherd. Often enough, the day coincides, as it does this year, with Mother's Day. A happy coincidence for anyone blessed to have had a mother to love with shepherd-like compassion, protection, and persistence. But the purpose of this Sunday in the lectionary cycle is to hold before us again the baptismal imagery associated with the shepherd, made explicit in Psalm 23. It is a good thing that today this small crowd of people will stand here and renew solemnly their baptismal promises, and to do that in the presence of someone who makes it a habit to carry around a shepherd's staff. It's a good thing for them to do that. And then to receive the laying on of hands. It's a good thing for them to remember their baptism, and for us to remember it with them and for them. It's a good thing for them to remember Jesus Christ, into whose life, death, burial, and resurrection they all, we all, have been baptized. And to remember the Good Shepherd, and to remember that he is the one who protects and bothers us so that we might have life abundant. Amen.